Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
When Joseph, eldest son of Jacob and Rachel, bursts on the scene, he is already 17 years old. Like his father, grandfather Isaac, and great-grandfather Abraham before him, he spends his days out under the hot Middle Eastern sun, tending sheep. Immediately, a string of incidents are hinted at that seem like ticking time bombs. First, Joseph reports to his father that some of his half-brothers, quote, the sons of Bilhah and the sons of Zilpah, Genesis 37, verse 2, were not doing a good job. Thus, when Jacob later wants an honest report of things, verses 13 and 14, even though it was dangerous, he could only trust Joseph to go. Second, the man who saw the infighting that resulted from the favoritism shown in his own family growing up, and with his wives as well, continued the practice with the son of his favorite wife. Quote, now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children. Verse 3. And demonstrated that by giving him a special coat of honor. He might as well have painted a target on Joseph's back. But then, third, Joseph told the family about two dreams he had. In one, he saw sheaves of wheat representing his brothers bowing down to him. In another, his brothers were like stars, and even his parents, quote, the sun, the moon, bowed down to him. Verse 9. The result? His brothers envied him. Verse 11. In fact, after the dreams we read, quote, they hated him even more. Verse 5. Many commentators feel Joseph was wrong in sharing these dreams. But was Jesus wrong in stirring the Jews' anger by telling them, quote, the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels? Matthew 16:27. No. In both cases, when it happens, it must be seen that this was God's purpose, not a mere accident of history. But we can see Joseph is heading for trouble.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.